We are on Hey Yomin Aleph at the two dots, five lines at the bottom of the page, before the bottom of the page. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Oimer, Shalosh Matanis Tevis Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, three good gifts, meaning Matanis Tevis, about all these three things, it says the Lashon Toiv. Shalosh Matanis Tevis Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, V'chulem LeNasan Ela Al Yedei Yisurin, but all three of them come with difficulties, with Yisurin. Eilehen, Torah, the Eretz Yisrael, V'ilam Haba. It's interesting, we know the Gemara says in Shabbos that Matana Toiva Yeshli Bebez Gnozai V'Shabbos Shma. Shabbos is also referred to as a Matana Toiva, but it seems to be that the reason why it's not included over here is because it doesn't come with Yisurin. So in other words, it's not that these are the only things which are called Matanas Tevas. These are Matanas Tevas which come, which came through Yisurin. So Gemara explains, like we saw yesterday, that there, on the one hand there's a yisur, there's yisurin, there's difficulties, but that's Torah. Eretz Yisrael v'chsivki kashe yasa ishas v'nei Hashem l'kechem yasreka. So he uses the lashon of yisurin, v'chsiv v'asrei, and it says afterwards, ki Hashem l'kechem v'yachal eretz peiva, and so on, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael. So you see, Eretz Yisrael also comes about with Yisurin. Anyone who's gone and who's made Aliyah, and you know all the difficulties, and going to the various government offices, you know, half a dozen times, it's taka difficult. Aylam Abba, Dechsev, Giner Mitzah, V'Tera Ar, V'Derech Chayim, Techachas Musa. Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, on the left column, V'Derech Chayim, Chayim Abba, Having loy, some add al yedei techachas musa la'adam. So to get to Derech Chayim, to get to Olam Haba, it comes about through techachas musa. Tani Tana Kamei, the Rabbi Yechon, Kol Isaac b'Teira u b'Gemilas Chasodim, the Kaver is Bonav Meichlin loy al Kol Avinoisa. So it mentions over here the Ebraisa that if a person's involved in Torah, Gemilas Chasodim, and Rachman Litzlan is Kaver as Bonav, they have to bury their children, then this brings about a Mechila on all of their Averis. There is a discussion in the Mepharshim as to whether it means all three, is it Torah, Gemilas Chasodim, and being Kaver as Bonav, or is it either or? If you do either Torah, or Gemilas Chasodim, or Rachman Litzlan, Kaver as Bonav, and some actually say, some say it's either or, and there are those who say that Torah and Chesed go together, and Kaver as Bonav go together. And it's based on the Psukim, as we'll see in a moment. So Amar Lei, Rav Yechanan, Bishlei Med Torah, Gemilas Chasodim, I understand that, Dichsev, Bechesed, Emes, Yechuper, Ovein. And so, again, according to some Mepharshim, being that Torah and Chesed are mentioned in the same pasuk, they are understanding that the two go together. Chesed emes yichuper oven. Chesed zugimin es chasad mishnem eredev tzedaka v'chesed yim tzachayim tzedaka v'chavid. And emes zu Torah, shnem emes kinei v'al timkar. So I understand that Torah and gimin es chasadim has the ability to evoke and bring about a mechila. Elakaver is banav minayin. Where do we see that either will say it means additionally by itself can bring about a kapara, or that together brings about a kapara minayin? Tanaleh hu saba mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai asya avoin avoin. We learn out a gzirishava avoin avoin. Ksiv hacha bechesed v'emes yechuper avoin. Ksiv hasam, and it says there is a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiya which says, "Meshalom avin aves al chik b'nehem." So therefore, you see that is also referring to. I mean, what does the pasuk say? It says, "Aisa chesed la'lafim u'meshalom avin aves al chik b'nehem ho'achreyem." It's referring to if Rachman Litzlan one's children die. So we see, we're learning out from this gzereshava avin avin, that it also has the ability to bring about a kapara. The Masha asks a simple question. In fact, the Masha, Hadichsiv Vatera Poiked Avain Aves Albanim. Why don't we just bring that pasuk? If all we need is to show the word Avain and to show a reference to the children who are being punished, so to speak, so why don't we just bring the pasuk in Chumash? Why do we need to come to a pasuk in Yirmiya? So Hadichsiv Vatera Poiked Avain Aves Albanim Nami Mashvish Albanim Nenoshim Umesim Bishvil Avain Avesim. Zakhtemai Shah, It's not clear from that pasuk in Chumash that the father receives the kapara. So says the Mashal, we have to come to a pasuk in Yirmiyah because we're looking for a source which actually says that there's a tashlam, there's a piroyan, and the father gets a kapara. Fine. So, good. Says the Gemara like this. Yeah, good. Amar Biyachanan, Negoyim Ubonim Einon Yisurin Shal Avo. Now, we had yesterday this discussion about Yisurin Shal Avo. And we mentioned, what is Yisurin Shal Avo? We said if a person, if problems are happening to a person, the Gemara said that one should be Mefashbish B'maisav, where there should be a period of introspection, and one should examine one's deeds and consider the reason as to why they're being punished. And if they can't find anything, then perhaps Yitle B'Bitl Torah, maybe it's because they're not learning the way they should. And if even that seems to be okay, then we say Yisurin Shal Avo. We also had a discussion yesterday as to what is Yisurin Shal Avo. One opinion was if it's not going to cause Bittul Torah. Another opinion was if it's not going to cause a bittul of your tefillah. And there was another opinion said which even if it causes a bittul of Torah and tefillah, it still is considered to be Yisurin Shal Avo. And we also mentioned by Yisurin Shal Avo, it's important for a person to accept, to be mekabelit, willingly, with love, so to speak, just like a karban asham. One has to be, it has to be done l'ratzon, so too it has to be done l'ratzon. So comes along Rabbi Yochanan and says, Negoyim ubonim einon yisurin shal avo. So first of all, when we say bonim, here we think similar to what we mentioned before, which was also Rabbi Yochanan. It means if Rahman Utslan, one's children die, and he's saying that Negoyim and bonim is not considered to be Yisurin Shal Avo. Says, let's see the Gemara. The Negoyim Loi, if a person gets Negoyim, it's not Latanya. Kol mi sheyesh be'echad mi'arba, ma'areis Negoyim halalu, einan ela mizbeach kapara. If a person gets one of the four classical Negoyim, that is something which serves as a kapara. The Gemara seems to understand that on account that it serves as a kapara, it somehow is considered to be Yisurin Shal Avo, which Lamais is difficult because we said yesterday that Yisurin Shal Avo is not really coming as a kapara. You don't really need a kapara for what you've done. Some explain that it means that the Rif on the Yaakov explains that when a person gets Yisurin Shal Avo, so it's not that they themselves don't need a kapara for their particular sins, for their deeds. But it happens to be that other people are going to get a kapara for their deeds. Other people will receive a kapara for their deeds. So there something has happened to them, a kapara is happening to other people. So we think so too, to the extent that it's serving as a kapara for someone, this should be considered to be Yisurin Shal Avo. And that the Gemara answers and says, no, Mizbeach Kapara, Havu, Yisurin Shal Avo, Lo Yavu. No, the fact that it's a Mizbeach Kapara, it is, but it's not Yisurin Shal Avo. Yisurin Shal Avo is only if it comes for you yourself. It's not coming to atone for anyone, not for yourself, not for your neighbor, not for Klal Yisrael. It's just coming for you, because Hashem loves you, and Hashem wants you to have a greater portion in Olam Haba. And that is the pshat in Yisurin Shal Avo. Ibuiseima, Another shot, another teretz is halon. One is referring to us, the Bnei Bavel, the ha lehu, or it's referring to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, whether or not negoyim is or is not considered to be Yisurin Shal Avo depends on the Bnei Bavel or the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So let's look at the Rashi three lines down. Halon v'halehu, the Eretz Yisrael, which is lehu to them, shari chayim amukudash is ba. Someone who has tzaras is going to be sent outside of the walls. It's going to be great embarrassment. I'm going to have to leave my family, my town. Remember, we certainly saw yesterday opinions which said Yisurin Shal Avo are not ones which are going to shtar my learning or my tefillah and so on. And there's going to be great embarrassment, and it's going to put me out. Whereas Bavel she'ena ta'unin shiluach. Then the hay in Mizbech Kapara have a Yisur in Shalava. That would be considered to be Yisur in Shalava. Ayin Tesis, Tesis is bothered, but in the times of Amorayim, there was no Shiluach of Mitzrayim Chutz Lamachnes. Tesis has a different pshat. Al-Kofanim, that's one, another answer. Another chilik is both of these are referring to bovel. And the difference is if the nega is in a place which is concealed and inconspicuous where people don't see, or it's in a place which is conspicuous and people will see. Meaning in Eretz Yisrael, even if a person has a nega which is on their chest, let's say, and it's covered, it's still going to be an embarrassment. Because wherever the nega is, you need to leave your town, you need to go outside Gimel Machnas. But in Bavel, where there is no shiluach, and it's concealed, it's invisible, no one can see it, so then there is no embarrassment, it's not necessarily going to put you out. That might be a gather of Yisur and Shalav. Fine. Now, the Gemara says, Ubonim loy, is, and at this stage we think bonim means if Rahman al someone's children die in their lifetime, ubonim loy, is that not considered to be Yisur and Shalav? What's the case? If the case is that they had children and they died, Rabbi Yochanan Dein Garma de Asira Bir. Rabbi Yochanan says, this is the bone of my tenth child. Famous Gemara Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Dein Garma de Asira Bir, Zeh Etzem Shal Ben Asiri Shemes Loi. Bir, he says, Kamebar, Vetzar Etzem Pachas Mikadosh Shemimeno Besudara Il Agnes Nefesh. He used to keep a very small bone, smaller than the size of a adasha, so that there wouldn't be any tumor. What's the point? What's the kasha? Says Rashi, the gavra rabba kareb yechanan lo bolo yisurin she'en in shalava, meaning Rabbi Yechanan is bachat tzaddik, and it has to be that when yisurin come his way, these have to be yisurin shalava. In which case, how can you tell me if a person, Rahman Utsan, loses their children, it's not Yisur and Shalavo, Rabbi Yochanan lost his children, and surely that must be, by definition, Yisur and Shalavo. Says the Gemara, Ella, you know what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said that Bonim is not Yisur and Shalavo? Ella ha deloy havule klau. Ha de havule amesu. Meaning, of course, if a person had children and they died, that's definitely going to be called Yisur and Shalava. If a person, Rahman al-San, was not Zeicha, to have the children, that's not considered to be necessarily Yisur and Shalava. But if they had children and they died, it is. There's an interesting Rashi here. Rashi says, the Havalu Bonim Omeisu, Havalu Yisur and Shalava, Shu'avelis Mechaperes Al Avinesov. Now this Rashi is also difficult. Rashi, once again, is seemingly doing the opposite of what he did yesterday. Yesterday we said Yisur and Shalav is not coming as a kapara. It's you didn't do anything wrong. It's Yisur and Shalav. And here Rashi is saying that Avelis is Machaperis al Avinesov, and Mele it is Yisur and Shalav. Well, which one is it? So some Mefarshim explain, in the case of on the Ein Yaakov says that when Rahman Latzlan, one's children die in one's lifetime, so then there's two elements of tsar. Number one, there's obviously the actual tsar that the person experiences having their children die. Number two is the fact that they are now holich ariri. They don't have any children. It's A, the children died, which is a loss, and B, that they don't have children to perpetuate their legacy. On that feeling, and that second thing, that is not coming as a kapara as such. They've already received the kapara originally with the original avelis. Now the second tsar which they're experiencing, that is considered to be Yisur and Shalava, because they no longer need a kapara because they've already received a kapara. Fine. Says the Gemara, Rebchia bar Abba Cholish. So Rebchia bar Abba was unwell. Ol gabe Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon went to be Mevaka Chola. Amalei Chaviven Alecha Yisurin. Do you like and appreciate these Yisurin? Remember, we said yesterday that Yisurin will only be effective to serve as a kapara if a person's mekabel them. So there has to be a certain resilience, and a person has to be robust and to be mekabel b'simcha. So we said, are you happy with these Yisurin? Amalei loy. I don't want them. I don't want the reward. I just don't want them. Just I'll be happy without them. So Amalei, have li yodeich. Give me your hand. So Rabbi Yochanan took his hand and he cured him. We'll come back to this in a moment. Well, we'll come back to this in a minute. That was one maisa. Maisa number two, Rabbi Yochanan Cholosh, now Rabbi Yochanan himself. Now we saw that Rabbi Yochanan had this ability to take someone's hand and to be merapim. So Rabbi Yochanan Cholosh himself was unwell. Olegabe Rabbi Chanina. So now what happened? Rabbi Chanina came to visit him. Olegabe Rabbi Chanina. Amalei Chaviven Olach Yisurin. He said to him, do you like these Yisurin? Amalei Loi. Lehein Velischarin. Neither them nor the Schar. Amalei Havli Yadich. Give me your hand. Yahiv Le Yadei V'ukmei. So he gave him his hand and he cured him. So the Bach says, "Amai loy loykim Rabbi Yochanan l'nafshei." Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan cure himself? I mean, he seemed to have this ability for himself. Amri says the Gemara, "Ein chavush mater atzmei mibeis asurim." There is this concept that a chavush, someone who is incarcerated, literally, is not able to free himself from his own prison. You need to come on to someone else. Now, what practically does that mean? We understand if your hands are tied up, you're in cuffs, that you're not able to free yourself. But what does it mean in this context? Why is someone an amira who is bizarre and who's unwell? Why is he not able to do it himself? So the Yaris Dvash says in Beis Test, he says that the reason why is because if a person, Rahman al-Tzlan, is unwell, so then Midas Hadin is Mesucha Kenegdoi, it's like outstretched. And therefore, the person does not necessarily have a strong Koyach of Tefillah. The Tefillah is not Niskabel Kol Kach, hence he needs someone else. About which, Mefarshim ask Akasha, it's difficult to say that. Why is it difficult to say that the Chayla does not have a Koyach of Tefillah? What did it say by Yishmael? It says Hashem heard as Kol Hanar. Says Rashi, Mikan sheyafet tefilas hachayla mitefilas acherim olav. Vehi kedemis liskabel. Says Rashi from Bereishis Rabba that the power of one's own tefila, the tefila of the chayla, is even stronger. That is what Rashi brings from the Medrash Bereishis Rabba. So the Mizrahi over here says the following. He says, "I the hod arminim beperikam at the brachas, v'luki Rabbi Yochanan nafshei yomishani ein chavash shemato atzmi bebeis asurin." Says the Mizrahi, "Tzorach leimer mishum deli motzi mechavein, avol b'motzi mechavein tvei adif." We'll have to say that Rabbi Yochanan, because of his illness and his condition, he was simply unable to daven the way he felt he needed to daven with the requisite kavanis in order to be motzi himself mibeis asurin, and that's why he wasn't able to do it. Avol b'motzi mechavein, if he was able to do it, tvei adif, which agav, parenthetically, comes out an amazing thing. Comes out, we're saying about Yishmael, Hashem heard his kol hanar. He heard the voice of the lad of Yishmael by Sharuf Sham, that he had an incredible kayach of tefillah. I don't want to kind of make comparisons, Rabbi Yochanan and Yishmael, but we know the pasuk, the Medrash also says that Yishmael is Yishmakel v'yanim, the Yishmael and Litzareno. I don't want to make a kitchrig, but they have a big kayach of tefillah. They have a big kayach of tefillah, and it's what seems to come out based on the Mizrahi saying that if you have the ability to daven, it's great. And here the pasuk is being made that Hashem heard the voice of the Nar. It's quite an amazing thing. There's one amazing thing, one amazing Gurariya over here, which is very beautiful, I think. The Gurariya brings this question of the Re'im. Zok de maral ubevade de ein zu kushya. It's not fair, this kasha. The tefila li shayich be ein chavush mater atzmi debeis asurim. Bechlau, why are you, the Re'im, asking a kasha from Vayishma Shemes Kol Hanar, from Tefillah? Who's discussing Tefillah? Here we're discussing, Rabbi Yochanan said to the Chayla, give me your hand, and he cured him. No one's discussing Tefillah over here, says the Maharal. The Tefillah is Shayir Be'ein Chavash Matar Atzmi Mibes Aster, and why? The Tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matar Oysa, Hashem is being matter the fellow from their state of incarceration. Havel Hasam, in the case of Rabbi Yochanan Argemein Brachas, Domine Havli Yadeich V'ukmei, what's the pshat? Upirish, is chazik atzmacha. You need chizuk. You need to strengthen yourself. Is chazik atzmacha. The oz yagir lecha ezer elokim shetiyah chazik. If you strengthen yourself, then Hashem will come and give you more strength. Here's the line. Ubizeh shaykh ein chavish mata atzme. Why? She'ein ha'odim mischazik atzmei. V'tzarech acher lechazke. Very beautiful lashon of the Maral. When it comes to chizuk, a person needs chizuk from someone else. A person needs to get chizuk from someone else. You can't be mechazik yourself. Ein adam mischazik atzmei. V'tzarech acher lechazke. Avol tefila leishayach zeh. Shekadosh baruch hu shomea tefila stei umechazke. And so on. Fine, I'll call upon him. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is Rabbi Elazar, is our Girsa. Halash, he was not well. Allah legabe Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon went to be Mevakrim. Chazadehavi kagani bebayis awful. He was living in a dark room. So he was poor. He was unwell. What happened? The Galye ledare. So Rabbi Yechon revealed his arm. Benafik nahira. And it was bright. Rashi says an amazing thing. Shahaya Basari Mavhik, his skin, it shone. Shiyafa Haya Ma'oid. Rabbi Yochanan was particularly attractive. G'darina Bamitzia Basiach Zapoilim. So a certain light or brightness came into the room from Rabbi Yochanan's skin. So the Gemara says, what happened? Chaza dahavi kagani, dahavi kabachi, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan saw that Rabbi Elazar started to cry. Amalei, amai kabachis, why are you crying? Imishim Torah delay afshis, if it's because you're upset that you didn't learn as much Torah as you wanted to learn. You know what? Shaninu echad amar bevechad amamet, ibovachi chavin liba l'shamayim. It's not about the amount you learn, it's about the kavana which you have. If it's because you are poor, not everyone merits to have Torah and Gedula. If you look at Tesis over here, Tesis says that is our Girsa. Aval ein ligreis, ein adam zecha. Don't have the Girsa that one person cannot merit Torah and Gedula. I remember when Rav Kreisler, if I learned in America's Zotera many, many moons ago, and Rav Kreisler was the Zichron Levracha, he would come a couple times a year to visit. He was officially the Rosh Yeshiva, but he was in Antwerp, and he came a couple times a year. And I remember a friend of mine, I think it was Sammy Wexler, a friend of mine who was walking Rav Kreisler out, and he was speaking to him and asking for Eitzes, and Rav Kreisler said, what do you plan on doing? And he said, look, I'd like to, you know, be in yeshiva for a couple of years, and then I'd like to go and work. And he said, I'd give you a bracha, that you should be a big Talmud Chacham and a Graysa Gvir. So he gave him a bracha, Teren Gedula. So it's not pshat that you cannot have it, it's just that not necessarily will everyone merit to have those two things. So that's what he said, Loi kol adam zeich l'shtei shulchanes. And if it's because of your child or your children who died, you should know, Dein Garma da Asira Bir. This is the bone of my 10th child who died, and I've been there and I know the feeling and so on. So why are you crying? Asked Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Elazar. Amalei, he said, Lahai Shufra Deboli Ba'afra Kabachino. The reason why I'm crying is about your great beauty, which eventually is going to rot in the ground. And that is the reason why I am crying. So there's an amazing Marsha over here. The Marsha says like this. What does that mean? Well, he was crying because Rabbi Yochanan was going to die and his good looks were going to wither away like Mike Lehi. What's so bad about that? So he says, he says like this. The Efshar. It could be Pshat, says the Mashal. Dinitztaru al zichrein churban Yerushalayim. Rabbi Elazar was really troubled and upset about the churban abayis. What's the kasha between Rabbi Yochanan's good looks and the churban? Kedamin and Sham, like it says over there, the Rabbi Yochanan said about himself, Ano ishtairi mishapiri Yerushalayim. I and left over from the beauty and the good-looking people of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim had tremendous yoifi, and so on, the klilas yoifi, and Rabbi Yochanan said about himself that I'm nishtayer from that beauty, from the Shapire Yerushalayim. Says the Marsha, Nimtza, Kishi Yomus, Bola Shufra Mikol B'nei Yerushalayim Ba'afra. So with your demise, with your passing, that's kind of a nail in the coffin of the Shufra of Yerushalayim. So he was crying about the beauty of Yerushalayim, which was lost. Amalei Lahai Shufra Deboli Ba'afra Kabachino. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Aldo, Vadika Bachis. It makes sense to cry for that taco. Ubachu Tavayu. And they both cried. Adahachi Vahachi. Meanwhile, Amalei Chavivin Alecha Yisurin. Amalei Loi. He says, Lehein Vale Scharin. Lehein Vale Scharin. Amalei Havle Yodach. Yahavle Yadeva Ukma. Once again, he gave him his hand and he was able to cure him. Says the Gemara, Ravuna. So Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine, which spoiled and it became vinegar. So all legabei Rav Yehuda achved Rav Sala Chasida. Mirabonin. So who came? Rav Yehuda, who was the brother of Sala Chasida, and the Rabbanan, they came to see Rav Huna. Now Tesis mentions over here. Tezis mentions over here, let's just take a look at this Tezis, Dina, but Leidina, so we haven't seen the Gemara yet, but it's helpful for the background. Tezis is Harbi Tzadikim Yesh Leikin Begufam. There were plenty of Tzadikim who had various makas and ailments and with their guf, with their mammon, and so on. Elaheim Hayu Yoidim They knew that there was something wrong which Rav Huna did. So they actually were all coming to actually tell, so to speak, give him a little bit of rebuke, that there was actually something which he's done wrong, and it should not come as a surprise that you've incurred this tremendous financial loss of 400 barrels of wine becoming vinegar. You did something wrong, and that's why this great entourage of Rav Yehuda, after the Rav Sala, Chassid, and the Rabbanan, they all came to him. So, Amrulan, some say it was Rav Abba, Rabbanan, and they said, La'ayin mar b'mile, you should be mefashkish b'masecha, you should consider your deeds. Maybe that's the reason why you've incurred this great financial loss. So, Amr lehu, O mi chashidna bein aichu, what, are you chashid me? What, you think I'm an Avarian? You think I'm a Baal Aveiron that you're giving me this rebuke? Amru lei mi chashid kutsu b'richu da'aved dina b'lei dina. What, do you think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does a din without a din? I mean, I'd rather be chashid you than be chashid the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. I know that Hatzur Tomim Paul Eki Chol Drach of Mishpat. So Amru lehu i'ika man d'shmiya alai milsa leima. Anyone has anything to say about me, speak now. I'd like to hear any criticism about me. So Amrulei, they said, Hachi Shmi'alan, we heard about you, Delei Yahiv Ma'ai Shabishal Arisa. We heard that you did not give your Arisim, your sharecropper, the portion that he deserved. Rashi says in the middle of the page, Shabisha, Chelkei Bizmeiris Hagefen. His portion of the twigs, the branches of the vine, that this is something which we say that just like the aris, just like the sharecropper gets to divide and get a portion of the actual fruit, so too he gets a portion of the zmeiris and the kanim. And you did not give your aris his portion of the twigs, of the branches. And that is what you have done wrong. So he responded and he said, one second, Amar Lahu, Mi Kashavikli Midi Minei? You know what that guy did to me? Rashi says, Mi Shavikli Midi Minei, Vechi Eine Chashid Beinechem, Shu Gonevli Arba Yezemichelkai. He took so much more than what he was supposed to take. So, of course, I had to protect my investments. I had to protect myself. I didn't allow him to take the twigs because he took more. He stole so much from me. They responded and they said, this is what people say, this is pshat in this saying, Bostagan v'gonov v'tam atoyim. What does that mean? Rashi says, Hagoinu v'naganov, someone who steals from a thief, af hu toyim tam gneva. He's also doing something wrong. He's also tasting a little bit of gneva. So, even though in theory it seems that you're justified, but, you know, you've also done something wrong. Now, the question is, what does that mean? I mean, one second. I mean, this Aris, he went out and he took a lot of Rav Huna's things, Shaloiketin. Rav Huna's trying to protect himself and his assets, and therefore he does not allow the Aris to take from the twigs. So the Mardchai and Baba Kama in Perek Gimel, in Siman Lamed, asks, B'shem Rebbe Klonimus, and he says, what's wrong with what Rav Huna did? After all, the Gemara says over there, Ovid Inish Dina Lenavshei, famous halacha, that a person is allowed to, so to speak, take the law into their own hands in certain instances to protect themselves from financial loss. If a person has something of mine, I'm going to go right in and I'm going to go ahead and take it away from the person. So Ovid Inish Dina Lenavshei, a person is allowed to do that. So Frecht Rebbe Klonimus, that what was wrong with what Rav Huna did to be ma'akev the Zmeiros, surely he was entitled to do so. And he says an interesting thing. He says that the halachic parameters of Ovid Inish Din L'Nafshei say that if you take an item which is mevurer lakol shehu shaloi, everyone knows this is mine. For instance, I always come in with this cup every single day, wherever I go, this is my cup. So someone goes and snatches it from me. And there's a one-of-a-kind cup, and it's got my name on it, let's say. And I go and I grab it from the person's hands. So everyone knows this is my cup. It's mavur lakol. That's fine. There we say, Ovid Inish Dinal Nafshei. But here he says, he was ma'akiv others moirais against the other thing, against the grapes perhaps, which the Oris took. He took more grapes. So he said, I'm not going to give you from the Zmeiros. It was saying he did something to offset his loss in another area, and it wasn't mavur lakol, and therefore we don't say Ovid Inish Dina Nafshei. That's one pshat. Another pshat the Mefarshim say is, I think maybe it's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenevsky who says, is that even in Ovid Inish Dina Nafshei, it's only if you will subsequently go to Bezdin, because the person always has negias. And you're right, Ovid Inish Dina Nafshei, but you have to be able to then go to Bezdin and tell the Dayanim what you did to be able to kind of clear your name. Or similarly, the Netziv says that the only time we say Ovid Inish Dina Nafshei is if you could actually prove your case in Bezdin. So if I have a receipt from Waitrose with a picture and Simonim Muvhakim and I could prove it in Bezdin, say there. Then we say, I can grab it from someone who takes it from me. But let's say I can't prove it in Bezdin. Says the Netziv, if you're unable to prove it, we don't say Ovid Inish Dina Nafshei. So here he wasn't able to prove it. He couldn't prove that the Aris took more than his portion of the crops. And therefore we don't say Ovid Inish Dina Nafshei. No, not when it comes to Dini Mominus. Dini Mominus, we still say Amitz Mechavei Alavarai, even if he's an Adam Gadol. So, Kaponim, that was the, and like we mentioned before in Tesis, they knew that he did not give these twigs, the wood to his Aris, and therefore they wanted to allude to him that he shouldn't do this anymore. So, he was Mekabel. Amar Lehu, he said to them, you know what? Kabil no lie. Do you hear Mille? I will be Mekabel to give him. Now there's the Shaila and the Mefarshim, if it means I will give him the ones which I held back, or henceforth I will give him even if he's not necessarily so yasha with me, if it's Gong Lamafreya or even Nikan Lahaba. And some say it depends on how to understand the Machlekes in the next line of the Gemara. Ikad Amrisa, some say once he was Mekabel upon himself, Tikkad Amri, Hadar, Chala, the Havi, Hamra. And these took place, and the vinegar became wine. It went from wine to vinegar to wine. Tikkad Amri, and some say, Ayaka Chala, no nace took place. The price of vinegar shot up, and Vizdavin Bidmeh the Hamra. And it was sold at the same price that they would sell wine. So you wouldn't lose anything. It's interesting that the Sifsi Chachamim says that, you know, what's pshat in these two lashonis. Either a nace took place, or the price of vinegar went up. Some say, you know, we find the famous Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara speaks about a fellow who lost his wife, and he had a child, a baby, who needed to be nursed. And there was no one to nurse the baby. And the Gemara says a tremendous nace took place, that the fellow was able to nurse the baby. Nace took place, and he grew dadim, and he was able to nurse his child. So Machlekes Abayin Rabbi Yosef, if we say, Kama Godol Adam Zeh, how great is this person, Shnishtanu Lav Sidri Bereshis, or how bad, and how, you know, how, we look at it as something negative, that Sidri Bereshis was Nishtan of him. So some want to suggest that there's a similar thing over here, that you have a nace, that it goes back. That's a good thing, it's not a good thing, and so on. Fine. Yeah, so the Gemara by Tanya, Abba bin Yamin, Omer, al shnei devarim ha'isi mitzar kol yamai. He says, two things I was mitzar all of my life. And they say that mitzar over here means I was nizhar. I was very careful about two things. Al tfilasi shetehei lifnei mitasi. Now, we'll see what this means, but literally the words mean that my tefillah should be in front of my bed. We'll see what this means in a moment. The al mitasi should say nesuna bein tzafein ledarim, and that the position of my bed should be between north and south. That's what he said. So the Gemara explains, al tefilasi should say lifnei mitasi, that my tefillah should be before my bed, my lifnei mitasi. What does that mean? Ilema lifnei mitasi mamash. If it means that my tefillah should be in front of my bed, so I'm davening in front of my bed. V'amr v'yudah amr avi tem v'shir ben levi menayim mispal shalei yeda v'chaitzitz ben el ben akir. On the contrary, you're not supposed to have anything between you and the wall. So to have your bed in front of you is not a mila. Shenem v'yasev chizkiyo panav el akir v'yispalo. So that can't be pshat that he's saying that I was always so careful to daven in front of my bed. Says the Gemara, loy tema lifnei mitasi el eima samoch lemitasi. So what does that mean? So let's read it again. He says, "Kol yamei al tfilasi shetei samuch lemitasi." What does that mean? Says Rashi. Very interesting Rashi. Samuch lemitasi. Kol yamei nizharti shleilaseiz melacha v'shleilaseik b'teira kishamadti mimitasi. At she'ekra kreishma v'espal. I was always careful not to do any melacha, not to learn when I got up until I said shema, until I davened. That is very interesting. Rashi says, I can understand not to work, not to do malacha, but I was makpid not to learn Torah until I davened. What does that mean? If you look at Tesis, Tesis says, Ella Ema Samach Lemitasi, Shloi Hoya Oysa Malacha Adji Espala. That's Pshat, says Tesis. The Rashi Piresh Afilo Lilmaid, Sha'asa Lilmaid, Kedim Tvila, Velo Yodati Menale. I don't know where Rashi got that from. Avol raya de shari lilmaid kodem dilakamon beperg sheni. I mean, and the Rav makdim umashi yadi. He got up, he washed his hands. Umavarech umasni pirkei, and then he taught his perik v'kari kriyishma kimatizman kriyishma. So you see that he was learning well before davening. So if so, what's the pshat? Maybe a simple chilek. I didn't look around to see Abba Meyash Rashi, but maybe a chilek could be if it's already Higiyah Zman Tfila, or if it's not Higiyah Zman Tfila. By the case of Rav, maybe the case was that he was teaching before the Zman Tfila, which is Mashu from the Gemara. It says, Kimata Zman Kriyashma, which means he was teaching before the Zman of Kriyashma came. Okay, that's a wonderful thing. Maybe Rashi is saying, once it's already Higiyah Zman Kriyashma, so the concern is that maybe if you're going to get engrossed in the sugya, and you're not going to end up, you're going to miss the Zman of Kriyashma. So in such a case,
we say it's better for a person to say Shema and daven first. Okay, good. So that was that. Says the Gemara that the Al Mitasi, yeah, six lines from the bottom, the Al Mitasi should say Nesuna bein Sofin Ladarim. It should be between Sofin Ladarim. The Amr of Hama Brebchanina Amr Bietzak Kola Nesin Mitasi bein Sofin Ladarim having Le Bonim Zacharim. It's a school to have Bonim Zacharim. Shenema, because the pasuk says Utsvuncha Temali Bitnam, the Lashon of Sofin. And Tamala Bitnam, Yizbu Bonim. So you see that a person will merit, or at least it's a Mila, it's a Skula, to have Bonim. To have Bonim Zacharim. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Af Ein Ishtai Mapeles Nefalim. It's also a Skula to prevent miscarriages. Sivacha Utsvuncha Tamala Bitnam. And the pasuk says, "Vayimlu yamer alaledes v'nisaimim levitna," meaning she completed her days of pregnancy and she gave birth. It's interesting. Lehalacha, I mean, pashtus, we would say that's the din. One is supposed to position one's bed between north and south, and that's what's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Menachem Azariah, the Ramami Pano, says that al pi Kabbalah, you shouldn't do that. You should put your bed between east and west. Yeah, and in the position between Mizrach and Ma'ariv. As in, your bed should be like that. Based on our Gemara, we're saying your bed should be this way. Says that Imam Yipanu, your bed should be this way. And he brings it b'shem the Zohar Kodesh. The Mishnah Berurah is Machria, and says that the best thing to do is like the Shulchan Aruch, to do Bein Sof and Adarim. The Indian is, Rashi says, Tzofen Adarim, Reisha Umargali says, Zela Tzofen Vizela Adarim, Venira Be'enai, Shashchina Be'mizrach Be'marov, Lefikach Nochen Lahasev, Derech Tashmish Leruchai Sacheres. So, in deference to the Shechina, which resides in the east or the west, and the Mefarshim say, it's Dafka if a person is with one's wife. Then we say that you shouldn't have it in the same direction as the Shekhinah. That's the reason why you should do it. You should have it between north and south, as opposed to between east and west. Fine. Good. Says the Gemara Vayta. Tanya Abba Binyamin Oymer. Shnaim Shenichnesu L'Hispalo. L'Kodem Echad Mehem L'Hispalo. A person gets there before his friend. And here we're speaking about Pashtas Tfilas Ma'ariv. One person davens before his friend, v'leihimtin eschaveroi, v'yotza, and he leaves his friend alone in shul by himself. Tarfin lay tfilasi b'fanav, the first person's tfila gets ripped up, torn up in front of him. Shenemar, and the pasuk says, terif nafshei b'apoi halamancha te'azav aretz. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, terif nafshei b'apoi lecha oimer, Asher garam to lecha litris es nafshecha defanecha. To you, we're saying you caused that your nefesh is being torn up in front of you. Omahi anefesh zu tefila kemesh nema ve'eshpech es nafshi lifnei Hashem. Meaning you are causing your tefila to be torn up. Halaman chati azav aretz vechi savur ha'isa shebishvilcha sheyotzasa tistalik hashchina. The Yazdiv is Chavercha, Mispal Lefana. You think the Shekhinah is going to leave with you? Because you've davened and that's it. You've davened, the Shekhinah is going to go with you and it's going to leave your friend behind. No, it's not going to leave your friend behind, and on the contrary, it's going to leave you behind. Gerim says the Gemara, V'lei Oid, Ella Shegerim Leshekhinah Shetistalik Miyisrael. Not only that, it's going to cause, in general, the Shekhinah to be Mistalik. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, it says, V'yatak tzur mimkoimoy. The tzur, which is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to depart from his place. The ein tzur ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar tzur yilad chateshi. V'himtin loy mas tchara. But if you wait for your friend, what is your reward? Amrav Yesi b'Rav Chanina zeicha lebrachis halalu. you will be zecha to the following brachas. Shenemar. The pasuk says, "Lu hikshavta le mitzvah yisoy." If you would have only waited, and you would have listened to my mitzvah that I told you to wait for your friend. So, lu hikshavta le mitzvah yisoy. Vahi chana shleim chavetz kasch gegale hayam. Vahi kechol zarech vetzetzim hayachav egoimer. You will be zecha to all of the brachas mentioned in that pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya. If you only would have waited for your friend, Rashi says, lu hikshavta. Loshen Hamtana here. If you would have waited, le mitzvah yisai bishvil mitzvah yisai ashed tzivisi ligmel chesed. I told you to do a chesed for your friend and to wait. And if you had only done that, then you would get all of these brachas. You didn't do so, you're not going to get it. Halach lamaisa. Do you have to wait for your friend nowadays? If, you know, it's Ma'ariv and so on. So they say nowadays you don't have to mi'ikra din because our Beis HaKnesses is not out in the fields. And it's not a place of sakana. They say, nevertheless, it's a nice thing to do. It is a nice thing to do, to wait. It doesn't have the same stringency and severity. And if a person, you leave Maariv at 8 o'clock, and someone's still davening, we don't say, oh, you left your friend, and you think, you know, the shkin is leaving with you. On the contrary, your tefillah is going to be torn up. There's no major necessity of being gemel chesed nowadays when the tefillah is in a safe place. Nevertheless, the place can say it's still a nice thing to wait for your friend, that he shouldn't be there by himself. Good. Says the Gemara Vayter. Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer Il Mole Nitna Rishus La'ayin Lirais Ein Kol Beria Yechel Alamed Mivnei Amazikin. If we have the ability to see, Rashi says, Lirais Kol Hashedim O'Eindim Lefonov, if you could see all of the spiritual mazikin around you, we wouldn't be able to withstand it. We would be so intimidated. Amr Abaya, Inu Nefishi Minon. And there's more of them than there are of us. Vakaymi Alon Ki Kisla L'Ugyo. And it's like the dirt around a mound. I mean, there's a hole and there's loads and loads of dirt all around and all sides. Amr Avuna Kol Chad V'Chad Minon. Each one of us, Alpha Mismaili. There's 1,000 on our left, and there's 10,000 on our right. So there are literally thousands of mazikin around us. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the answer to that. So, I mean, we can't see them. We don't know. I mean, there is a discussion about certain types of things, like I think the Chafetz Chaim said that there will never be another dibuk anymore. And I remember, it must be, I don't know, 20 years ago, I remember in Eretz Yisrael, there was somewhere in the world, something interesting, there was talks about the Dibuk, and I remember Moshe Shapiro saying, it's a bluff. I mean, he said it well before it came out, that it was a fake. Yeah, the Chafetz Chaim said that will be the last one. So there was something going on about 20, 25 years ago, and I remember Moshe said, you know, it's a bluff, it's nonsense. And sure enough, eventually it came out that the whole thing was a joke, or a spoof, or something or other. So the Chafetz Chaim said that's not going to happen anymore. So that's a dibuk, what a dibuk is and what a shade is. The Gemara is going to get into this a little bit now to tell us a little bit about what these things are.
There are aliens amongst us. There's scientists who said that, you just can't see them.
Oh yeah? Well. Not necessarily everything the scientists say is anyway, good. So we say like this. Amar Rava, says Rava, Hayduchka Dehavi Bekalo. If a person feels a certain sense of being squashed at the kala, the shear, as she says that we know that the kala was that before Yom Tov, the Rav would give a big shear on the Inyan of the Yoiman. He says if a person feels a certain sense of being squashed, and he doesn't know why, it comes from these mazikin that they're there. That causes the sense of being squashed. Hanubirki de shili, and also if a person feels a certain weariness and tiredness in their knees, minayo, it comes from them. Hanimani de rabbanin, the clothing of the rabbanin, the balu, which gets worn away, michuf yididu, it comes from them rubbing against them. Rashi says, because the rabbanim are not working, so then their clothes should last longer. Right? And the clothes last even less time than anyone else, though. It's because there's more mazikin that they are around the Rabbanan. Hani kari de menakvi, and the legs, which kind of trip and stumble, again, minayo, it comes from them. Says the Gemara, and don't try this at home. Hayman deboy lemeide lehu. Someone wants to see them. Someone wants to see these mazikin, lysi, kitzma, nahila. So a person should bring, like refined, like ashes, vinahadar apurayu, and they should, basically crushed ash, and they should scatter it around their bed. Ubitsafra chazi ki kari de tarnagoyla. And they will see what appears to be the imprints of feet of a chicken. Haiman de boy lemachzinu. Someone wants to actually see these mazikin. Leisei shliyasa de shunrasa uchmasa bas uchmasa buchrasa bas buchrasa. One should bring the placenta of a female cat who is a bechira, who is black, and her mother was also a bechira. The lake lay benura, and you should burn it. The lishchake, and you should grind and crush up the ashes. The limli ene mine, and you should put some of the ash in your eye. The chazi lahu, and you will see them. But once you see them, the lishdaya begufsa de parzala, the valachtame begushpanka de parzala, you should then be very careful with the ashes to put them in a iron tube, and you should seal it. Vil maganvi mine. You should make sure that you seal it up, because otherwise if you don't seal it up and they're not able to access if it's sealed up, once it's sealed then you're safe, but otherwise they can access it and it will be bad for you. Says the Gemara, Bibi Bar Abaya, Avad Hach, he did this, Chaza v'Itzuk, and he saw them and he was damaged. Bo Rabbanan Rachmi Alei, the Itzuk, the Rabbanan Davin for him, and he was cured. Tanya, Abu Binyamin Omer, Ein Tefillah Shel Adam Nishmas Elo BeBeis HaKnesses. There's a skula for a person to daven in shul, which means to say, like the poskim say, even if a person missed minyan, there's still a mila to daven in shul. Am Shenema Lishmaya Al Harina Ela Tefillah, meaning B'Makim Rina, Shamtei Tefillah, in the place of Rina. That is the place where you should be misvalued. Amar Ravin Baravada Rabitzang Vinayan Shakadish Boko Motzi Bebeis HaKnesses Shnei Lakim Nitzav Badaskel. So Hashem is found in the place of the Eidah, where there are 10 people. Uminayan La Sara Shemispalim Shishkina Mayam Shnei Lakim Nitzav Badaskel. Uminayan Lishlesha Shayeshvin Bedin. 3 people are donning a din. Shishkina Imahem, that the Shechina is there. Shnei of the Kerev Alikim, which is a Lashon of Dayanim, Yishbait. Uminayin l'shnayim sheyeshin va'iskim b'teira. And if 2 people are learning, sheshchina imayam, shneimer oz nidbru yirei Hashem, ishel riehu v'yakshav Hashem. So it's ishel riehu. There's 1 person with his friend, and each one is speaking and listening to the other one. Ma'ayu l'chesh v'ishmai. The pasuk continues and says, those people who are thinking about his name, Amar of Ashi, afilu, chishev adam, lasis mitzvah. A person tries to do a mitzvah, but something happens, and so he doesn't end up doing it. So that's what it means, for someone who is thinking and trying to do the Ratzon Hashem, he will still get rewarded. How do you know even if 1 person is learning that the Shechina is there? Now we know any place where I mention my name, and we know that Torah kutcha b'richa v'ra'is echad. So when you're learning Torah, you're mentioning Hashem's name, so Hashem will come. Hashem is there; it'll come and he'll bench you. Frag the Gemara v'chima achad afilo chad. If anyway Hashem is with 1 person learning, so train me, boy. So of course Hashem is there when there's 2 people. He's there even if there's only 1 person. So we say, if there's 2 people there, then Hashem will record it in the Sefer HaZichronos. Chad lo yemachtev milei b'Sefer HaZichronos. Now some say, what does that mean? Some say, I mean, everything is written in the Sefer HaZichronos. Kol ma'asecha b'Sefer Nechtovim, it says. So some say it means that if you learn with a chavrusa, then it will be written by you in your zikaron. Because you're learning back and forth, and you're arguing, you're handling back and forth with someone, it's that much easier for you to remember. So it'll be written in your kosfa maluach libecha, so to speak. Let's just finish with the two dots. So if even two people are learning satlasami boy, so of course by three, so maudatema dino shlama ba'almahu. I might think that three dayanim, it's not considered to be divrei Torah. If you have a bezdin and they're paskining in a case, it's not called divrei Torah. What are they doing? They're making peace. Two people are arguing, they come to bezdin, so we say, okay, that's not called divrei Torah, that's just called asiyas shalom. So, v'le'as ha'shchino, kamash malon, the dinanami hainu Torah. Din is also considered to be Torah. V'chim ha'achad ha'filo t'lasa, asarim iboy, avadu this 10 for sure. So now we say, asara kod meshchino v'asya. If it's 10, meaning if there will be a gathering of 10 people learning, then the shchino will be maktim in advance. The Asya, where's Tlasa? It's only at the Asya. So only once the three people are sitting and learning, then the Shekhinah comes.